this is, I'm talking is an article that's kind of clarified my mind about how to fix. Originally, Yuki and I have agreed that it's useful to have an acronym called NDO. But coming back on this, and N is names. The first one is N, names, and D is digital, and O is order. NDO. I think this will put this in acronym because it's going to be repeated again and again. I think this can be compared with an acronym that we might call NNO. And before I'm done, we might have an adjustment on that acronym, but I'm going to start with a numbered order. Now, this relates to names in digital order are the one-digit names in NDO is very important because the first set of one-digit names determines all the names that we have in the following sets, which are two-digit names, three-digit names, four-digit names, five-digit. We can go on to six-digit names. I don't know where we'd stop, how many digits you can put in a name. If you, in other words, by the time you get to digits, you're naming extreme detail. It's in of any subjects when you get to four or five digit names, and that is a very efficient way to name things. Almost all languages start with names, so names is a very important thing to grasp, is how to name things. That's the base of identity when we try to associate with anything else. Well, if we have numbered order, we'll start with one. And there may be a long list of names in numbered order, yes. But the capacity of names in NDO is greater than just names in a numbered order that might start with one. I was looking at one file of, for example, my interest in chemistry caught my interest in it, is the history of the of digital number. Yuki found the names of chemical formulas, not from a chemical, and names of the elements of chemistry. There's been a long discussion amongst philosophers, Aristotle with Plato, and through the years of history, have gone deeply into how you name things in terms of what is the most elemental. They use the word element. What's most elemental to start with names of anything? And they took the names of... So element really means what's really the element. So one-digit names... Or doesn't, and one digit name is limited to 10 symbols. It may be or limited to 9. If it starts with 1, it has 9 symbols. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9. If it starts with 0, it has 10. 0, 1, but the 0 has to precede 1 before you can use it in terms of names. I became involved in this when I was working with City One in terms of naming the body parts, which we were came up with, there are hundreds of names. I'm trying to name this in detail. With the naming system that we started with, I think it's possible because we did start with zero. And we have a file here, if you want to look into it, in Land Center. On those names. And zero, and with we had to differentiate what we count with when we start with zero, and which comes to 0, 0, 0, 1, 0, 2. If you have zero, the second digit can also be zero if you like, and just have that 0, 0, 1, 2, 3, or you can start with, go directly to 1, 0, and 1. Well, we decided that the names of any part of a body system will start with one, and therefore we had to put, if it related to a body system, it would be one, and then body system two. We have body system one, body system two, body system three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I was driven to make it easy to learn and easy to use. That was our primary aim. We had to start with something that was easy to learn and easy to use in health records or wherever we use it, mostly in records of health and health care, which could be used in hospitals and clinics and very widely. But at this time, medical schools and dental schools and other schools widely use other languages with long words, and digits provided the basis for short words that fit well in records. The words that we learn in school in Latin and Greek and all the Lance's translations they can be done, including Chinese, Japanese, and so forth. That's our words that just don't fit in any long-term records. And we need long-term records in healthcare. That go beyond the life, and epidemiologists, it goes beyond the lifetime of any one person. It can be used for data of beyond that, especially if we're going into global database, which we call GDB. And this on the and global or GDB can mean global database or global data bank, either one. GDB. It means and or bank, GDB. So that's why I got so heavily involved in when do we start with a number of one and when do we start with number of nine. We're looking at other examples, and 2 days ago, Yuki, I was looking about, I heard that there was a digital order, names and digits for the elements of chemistry. Yuki found it, and or Noriko did, I guess, Noriko. And I don't know who found it, but anyway, it was names of the elements of chemistry. Well, there's a lot of names there, and there's a history. It goes way back when Aristotle and Plato were involved in that, in identifying elements, and through stages, why it comes up to modern times. So that is a field it's a field of science, of course. I think it's important that we build this into our update of 2000 in digits. 2015. And I'm confused in the name of Digis for naming the date. That's another thing. I think we're numbering things in the wrong way in dates from the standpoint of mathematics, number theory.
Please stay with names in digital order and the names in numbered order, not go on to the date.
Well, the names of dates are names too.
So, give me the example for the names in digital order and the names in numbered order.
Oh, okay. So you want to clarify that. If the numbering system starts with 1, it will be given that it's in numbered order. And the question is, what's the limit? Is it one? If it's a one-digit name, if it starts with 1, you're limited to 9 names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because 10 is a two-digit name. It's very useful to identify one-digit names as compared to two-digit names and three-digit names. But if you start with numbered order, you're starting one-digit names, which was limited to 9 names. If you start with the numbered order with 0 as the first digit, you have a capability to have 10 names. Or 0 can be introduction of another set of digits, basically. 2-digit sets, which was 0, 0. This starting point is most difficult to grasp and to handle. But when we got involved, Dutch Sitiwan and I, we decided that the anatomy books, where they learn body parts, and we wanted to link it with what people are learning today and what's most common is the names we had in 0 were more the gross parts of the body. And if we go into naming only what's in the body system, that going to go further in terms of detail. So body system 1, there is no 0 in the name of body system. Body system 1 is the skin, and we started with the top of the body to the bottom, an easy to learn order. Some you can